Welcome back to The Jumpstart. I'm here with actual true life rock star Andy Wigley, bassist in a heavy metal band, jazz band. Well, yeah, it's heavy metal. Isn't
it? Yeah, it's very loud.
Touring all over the UK?
No, all Lancashire.
Lancashire. Don't sell yourself short. Come on. You know?
Yeah, no, yeah, there's a pretty good rock scene, you know, pubs, lots of bands playing around Lancashire up in the northwest of England. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great. We like our music there.
That's outstanding. Yeah. I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? It's time to talk about speech, which is a kind of like NFC. It's a new technology for our phone. Not that new. We've had speech. We've had Tell Me for years. We've been able to launch apps, but we're going to take it to a whole new level because I want to help you start learning how to converse with your apps. You know, I think at Microsoft for years we've been talking about new language interfaces, you know, new, whether it's going to tablets, whether it's pen and speech. Lots of people have been working on speech for decades.
I'm really excited because I worked on the Microsoft Speech Server, which was like, when was that?
I remember that.
2005 or something. Yes. So a lot of people, and what we've got today on Windows Phone 8 is a really, really good solution. It's nice.
It really is.
Yeah.
So let's dive right into it. Using speech, as it were. So we're going to talk about how speech just in general on Phone 8. Speech synthesis, which is a fancy name for
talking at you.
Text-to-speech.
Yeah.
How we can control applications using speech. We got some neat files it can do and how you can build conversations. And simple speech input, there's just some great stuff here that's really going to help you build apps that people have never really seen before. So let's take a look at where we're at right now with speech on Windows Phone 8. So Phone 7, as you may remember, had support built into the operating system. You could hold down the Windows key on your Phone 7 device and say, start Internet Explorer, or something like that. Messages could be read to you, and all kinds of things that not everybody knew about.
No, I was just going to say, to my shame, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right, well, so maybe that's a marketing thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I had all kinds of friends. They'd have Bluetooth connection, an SMS would come in, and the phone would read it to them. So that's something we've had in for a long time. And so we're just trying to build on this and make it a bigger deal. We've got speech synthesis, which is, again, kind of a text-to-speech. We can start apps with commands. We're going to show how you're going to get deeper into the app, because a consistent theme with how we build apps is this notion of deep linking in multiple pages and going right to where you want to go. And why should speech be excluded from that? Mm. Well, it shouldn't. Let's go ahead and dive into speech synthesis. And there's your requisite blue speech synthesis screen. Not of death, but of speech. All right. So, like so many things, you have to, you've got to say it, you've got to get the capability for speech. You can't just do it. So you have to check the checkbox, right? So the IDE CAP speech recognition capability must be enabled in your manifest. And then you have the using statement for speech.synthesis to get it working, to get that text-to-speech stuff. Wow, look at this. Look at this example. You know, more and more.
It's almost like you feel he's in the room.
I think he is in the room. Yeah, Mr. Miles is definitely here. You know, I keep seeing it pop up. Sometimes I wonder if while on our breaks, if he's going in and typing in new code examples.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It probably is. I think this was something different 5 minutes ago. All right, so the cheese liker. So this is just a real simple example just to kind of get you started. And so we new up the speech synthesizer, and then we just say speak, text, async, which means we have an await, which means we have an async up at the top. I like cheese, really simple stuff, and kind of just get you going. And then, of course, it's not enough just to be able to speak something in your own language. You might want to speak that same thing in multiple languages. So right here, you kind of see this example of French voices. Very link-looking kind of query there, isn't it? But anyway, it kind of talks about, you know, looking at the installed voices and where the installed voices is equal to French, Francais, select that voice, and then we're going to use that voice, the element at zero.
I'm not sure how often you're going to want to do this, because, like, the key thing here is that you set your phone up for yourself, and
yes,
you'll set your home locale, and that is the one that will be selected for the default voice when you when it speaks back to you.
Right.
But, you know, maybe you wake up in the morning and you say, oh, do you know what, I'm going to change my phone to a
yes,
light background, and my color today is going to be green, and I'd like my phone to speak to me in a French accent, please.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I know lots of people out there want that. They want to see some variety
yeah,
in how things are spoken to them.
Yeah.
Is there any way we could help them with this?
Well, yes, as it happens, we do.
Do we have a demo?
We do have a demo, as it happens, we
do. You must have just put it together, or Rob Miles probably swooped in.
He did. He did this demo.
He just did this demo, because yeah, we were just talking about this, didn't know that this... Yeah, here
okay,
we go.
So here we go. So this...
Yes,
here we go. This is the I Like Cheese app, yeah? Rob spent, minutes on this.
Doing this.
Yeah, that's right. And as you can see, it's just got a description locale, an I Like Cheese button.
Yes, which is different from the demo that would have been made by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Here we go.
So, moving along with I Like Cheese.
Yeah. So what this app does, I Like Cheese, is it reaches round all the installed voices on the emulator, and it puts the display name on the screen, and it speaks the phrase, I Like Cheese, with that installed voice. So let's run it. Let's run it so you can hear it properly. I'm going to actually run it on the device, and I'm going to hold it near my microphone.
Excellent.
Yeah, let's do that. Which device? Oh, yeah, this one. Okay, I'm going to select the device.
All
here
right,
we go. I've got so many devices and leads here, I'm getting confused.
This is a great example of selection of a device or an emulator here, just in case you missed that part.
Hmm.
Through the clever use of drop-down combo boxes.
Yeah. So it's deploying onto my device.
Any second now. It's going to fire up.
Yeah, and you'll have to believe me, the screen has come up. We are running, as you can see, and I'm going to hit... Oh, this is not going to work, is it? Because you don't want to see the screen.
Can they hear it?
Yeah, I'll have to lean over the I'll lean over the laptop.
Okay.
Sorry about this. We're making this up as we go along, as you can
right,
see. Go back to plan A.
Plan A.
Yeah, here we go.
Plan
so,
9.
I'm going to get the volume up to max on this.
All right.
Yeah, we're 100. Okay, there we
excellent,
go.
Excellent.
Here we go. I Like Cheese. And it's
so
taken out by the...
HDMI.
HDMI. This is not working well.
So we don't hear it.
No.
If you could hear it, what you'd be hearing now is different voices, different types
okay,
of
well,
voice,
you can see what it does. In fact, I am going to go back to plan B then.
You see it iterating
through.
See,
I was
through
on the right track there.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to run Cheese Like instead on this device, and
that's
I'm going to hold it near my microphone so you can hear all the different
do
voices.
Do you have a Dr. Dre Beats amplifier on that device? Because I have one on my device.
Ah.
Which
I think that's one
perfect
of the differentiating features. No,
yes,
unfortunately, I don't know.
People, OEMs can innovate on top of...
Yeah, I've got the volume max on this device, and I'm going to hit the I Like Cheese. Here
okay,
we go. I Like Cheese.
I Like Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I Like Cheese. I Like Cheese.
That's Mark Mobile.
I Like Cheese.
Zira Mobile, which is US. Oh, that's all we've got.
Oh, because
yeah, it's
that
only
particular
four,
device.
It's a particular device, yes. Yeah, so only four. So
had you been on the emulator, though?
Yeah, on the emulator.
I Like Cheese.
Emulator's
I
great
like
fun.
Cheese. I Like Cheese.
I Like Cheese.
I Like Cheese.
Yeah.
Do you ever do this on your navigation system, maybe for your car, where you can have different voices?
Yeah.
I have the UK woman telling me I have so many miles to go. It probably pains her to say miles and yards and things like that instead of kilometers.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Now, when you do that on the emulator, unfortunately, because I lost my audio because we've got an HDMI plugged in here. So, yeah, it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Because on the emulator, it's got loads of voices, and it gets more and more outlandish as you hear voices from non-natively English-speaking countries saying, I like cheese.
Someone from Taiwan.
Yeah, it's
saying,
hilarious.
I like cheese. How might they say it, you know?
I like cheese.
Yes, yes, just like that. Absolutely.
So it's good fun.
Yes, it is good fun. All right, so moving along from the fun to more fun. All right, as it turns out, there is an actual speech synthesis markup language, and it's a standard. In fact, I see it says ISO right there.
Yes.
So that means so this is not something we just invented, you know, that's proprietary. It's an open standard that we're going to use for the speech synthesis markup language. If you let's look closely at the XML here, because we did a simple thing saying I like cheese and found a way to have lots of people say it. But sometimes you may have text in there that the synthesizer may have trouble. You know, sometimes you have words that there's more than one way to say them. And so you might need to give it some help. So if you kind of take a look at that, do you notice there on the fourth line down, you know, what we're trying to say? Your request was for room on and then this date or whatever. Notice how we have the say as and interpret as ordinal when you see first.
Yep.
But, you know, a speech synthesizer may not automatically know it's first, so you're actually helping it with the say as. So that's that. These are the kind of things. And likewise, we see the number one, but we say interpret it as cardinal number one, you know. And then lastly, the date, as we have the date there. These are all hints and helpers to make sure that the synthesis, when you start doing more complex things that you want to say, make sure it says it the way you want to say it. So for simple things, you may not need to use this at all. More complex things, it's good to know that you have this capability to get as complex as you want. All right, now let's talk about controlling applications using voice commands. Because that's what I like to do, and I know you're going to like to do it too. So the voice command feature in Phone 7, we could start applications, you know, start Outlook, things like that. In Phone 8, we're expanding that, you know, so that people can request data from the application when they start. That's kind of neat. And go right to a page, deeply into a page. And we have things, this new thing, this voice command definition file that defines spoken commands that are going to help you to get into those subsequent pages more deeply. So it never fails. You have some kind of silly application, you know, to describe things. And, of course, it's a fortune teller application.
Yes.
I think I've seen this before, where you can ask questions, you know. If you could shake it and it would be like a magic eight ball, I think Andy would have done that. Oh, but maybe you could. We could use the accelerometer and shake the device.
You could.
And have it say things like, it's decidedly so, or whatever.
That's right.
So we're going to use this as an example, this fortune teller, to kind of describe how the spoken commands can activate different pages. So let's take a look at this voice command definition file. You can see it here. I'm going to kind of drive through it slide by slide with the clever use of arrows. Notice that.
Okay.
Yes, yes. So, you know, we have this example. So there's this first thing, this first phrase that triggers the command. So it's kind of listening for something to trigger it, right?
Yeah.
So that it's not going to work just for anything you say. So the trigger command is, will I find money? And if it hears you say that, then it's like, oh, I'm engaged. We're going to do something. And so there's an example test that will be displayed.
So there's a great built-in UI that comes with all of this speech output. So you'll see in a minute when we install this app and you run the app and this VCD file gets registered for the first time, then when you press and hold on the Windows button to activate the speech thing, there's a load of online help on there about first of all, the apps that support speech, and then all those examples are shown up on the screen. So you get you get some help that's generated directly from that VCD file to show you how to use the speech input features.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
We're here to help.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So the next thing down here is you just see the name of the command that you've decided to name it. And again, it says we could obtain that from a URL. You just never know where you're going to get these things. All right. And then this is the example of specific command, you know, will I find money? And so as we drive into this, we kind of look at, you know, this will I find, it, you know, what are we going to be listening for? You know, this is the trigger command, and then this sequence of words. So you see this kind of this parameter, you know, it's a variable basically for future money. Which gives you the phrase list. Now, I'm not going to jump down too fast to talk about the phrase list, but it's basically that listening, will I find, you know, and then it's going to use the variable for this phrase list to help drive the behavior. And then it's going to show that feedback. You talked about the UI.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what it will speak back to you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. It will. This is a. So you. It gives you confirmation that it's actually recognized your command, and it'll say showing money.
Exactly.
Or showing riches, or showing gold, or whatever.
Right. Right. And of course, this is the URL. You know, the page that we're going to activate.
Yep.
And then we have this future money, this phrase list, and you can see the items in here, you know, money, riches, and gold. And so this is the list that you have, and you can put whatever you want into those things.
Yep.
As part of the file. But it looks like we have to install that file from the app.
Yeah, so this differs from those protocol associations and file associations where you just needed to install the app because that was all in the manifest. This is actually some code you have to run. So the app has to be run at least once in order to get this voice command set installed.
Excellent. So once you do that, then you're good to go.
Yeah.
And then you want to launch your app with a command. And so these things, fortune teller, will I find gold, and having the phone talk back to you, and then navigating to the place. And so there we go again with our URIs and parsing out that string. And you can, if you look closely, you can see the breakdown in that query string, you know, where the command name is, what's the phrase list that we're looking, and then what do we recognize, you know, in the whole phrase. And, you know, you can see it in there. Again, it looks like we're just passing things through the web. So when that comes through into your application, like Andy has shown so many times with going dormant and tombstoning and activating and things like that, you know, you find yourself catching things a lot on those navigated, you know.
Navigation mode, yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Yep.
And so this is a good place. This is where you would capture that query string, and then you do kind of a switch statement here. And based on what's in that, you know, he's kind of doing a case statement, do a really simple thing here with showing a message box.
So this enables scenarios like you could say my sports app, show results for Chelsea or something.
Absolutely.
So here in that logic on the OnNavigator 2, you'd figure out what team they'd asked for.
Right.
And then you could actually put up the relevant information on the page that they've asked for. Yeah.
Yeah, that's excellent. So identifying these phrases, so there's that phrase list again, and parsing it out there and querying that, you know, and
so you can find out exactly which option they had chosen from the available phrases that you programmed in. Yeah.
You know, the best way to learn this, I think, is through an example.
Ah, great! Well, just so happens.
Really? Are you kidding me?
Just so happens, yeah. Wow. And this is a Rob Mars production. So,
of course it is.
Blame him, not me.
Wow, there we go.
Yeah. So there we go. It's.
I apologize that he said that, Rob. He's trying to lower expectations based on your coding abilities, and that's exactly. I would never go with that.
Oh, hang on. I've just been told I should have done this. So let's see. Playback devices. Apparently, I can play back to this as well.
He's just been told by his computer.
No, I've been told. How do you enable this as well?
Set default. See the bottom? Not there. That'll work too. Set as default device.
All right.
Wow.
So we might have.
So we could do that other demo. That's so cool.
Could do that.
Do you want to do that? Let's just do that. Don't you want to hear every language, every culture speaking? I like cheese. All right, this is gonna be great.
Right. Still stuck in that one. So I like cheese. Here we go. This is how it was meant to sound.
I like cheese.
You like cheese.
I like cheese.
I like cheese. I like cheese.
Indian.
I like cheese.
Male Indian.
I like cheese.
You like cheese.
German.
You like cheese.
Spanish.
You like cheese.
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 Italian.
I like cheese.
Japanese.
I like cheese. You like cheese.
You like cheese.
You like cheese.
You like cheese.
All right.
And so it goes on. And on.
And on and on.
And on. And on.
Good stuff. All right.
And look, they've all got names. Microsoft, Bob, move aside.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Enough of that.
Right, that wasn't what I was meant to be showing you here.
But we knew you wanted to hear it.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we're here to give you he is a consummate professional rock star. And he's out there to please the audience.
Indeed. So, this is the fortune teller. So, This app has actually run once, so I can actually close it, and now we can go and tap and hold on the thing here. And this is the, what can I say, this is the default thing, so this is the kind of default acceptance of the speech feature on the phone. So we say, yeah, accept it, and now it's saying listening. So you could say whatever, and then it's trying to...
For accepted nursing
Yeah, all right, cool, there we go. So accepted nursing listening. Oh, there we go, yeah, skill of nursing.
That's lovely.
There you go. So that was an example of doing the search.
Yep.
If I hit the question mark, this is the default help here, see? So we can say this is the common stuff you can do. This is the kind of built-in speech support that the phone has. But there's also apps here. And here we go, Fortune Teller. We've run it just once, so that VCD file for Fortune Teller has been registered. So we can actually have a look at, these are all the commands. Did you know, this is all automatically generated help here. Well, did you know that Fortune Teller supports these commands? And these are the examples. Will I find money? Will I find love? So we can actually try this now, and it says speak. Fortune Teller, will I find money?
Showing money.
Get the feedback, and it launches the Fortune Teller app, which tells you, fortunately, there is more to life than money. Yeah.
Wow.
This is deep philosophy.
So words of wisdom coming from Jumpstart today.
Yeah.
Didn't see that.
Fortune Teller, will I find love?
Showing love.
Oh. Wow, Caroline's really going to like that.
Yeah, actually, my wife is online. This is just a demo, darling. You know, it's just like
a demo. Please believe. Yeah.
Okay, and then the third one we got on this is Fortune Teller, tell us a joke.
Finding a joke for you. What cheese do you use to coax the bear out of the woods?
I have no idea.
Camembert.
Oh, of course.
Camembert.
Yeah,
come on, bear.
There
you go, Rob. What do you think of that?
Yeah, how about them apples?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Excellent.
So that's voice commands launching Fortune Teller.
That was lovely.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. I thought you'd like that.
All right. Let's talk about modifying that phrase list, because sometimes you don't want to have that static list all the time. You know, you want to change it, especially if you built an app and you're dynamically changing things. Kind of like we talked about movies that you might want to watch. Those are changing all the time. You don't want to do like Seinfeld, where you have to actually answer the phone. Welcome to movie phone. Why don't you just tell me what movie you want to see? So here you can modify the phrase list in code and take it right out of there. And so, you know, as you can see here, I'm just creating a new string array, and adding some new phrases into that. And so that's the big takeaway here, is don't feel like you're stuck with what you had in that original XML. You can dynamic. So you could call a web service to pull down some new things.
Yeah, so the deal is in the VCD file, you've still got to declare the phrase list, but it could be empty in the VCD file, and then you populate it, as you say, at runtime.
Yeah. You could even use one of those clever background agents.
Or a background agent.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah, see, these things are happening. So let's talk about simple speech input. Recognizing free speech, that's something we did here in the U.S., you know, hundreds of years ago, and now we're bringing it to Windows Phone 8. We're going to recognize words and phrases that you can pass to the program. So you've kind of seen how we've launched that, and your application can use. So I think we're going to start kind of getting into in-app speaking.
Yeah, having a verbal interaction inside an app. Yeah.
I think that's what people want. Mm. So we've gone from launching apps, going deep linking. Now we want a conversational app. And so this speech recognition. So, you can launch this. You have the speech recognizer, speech recognition UI, and then you have the event handler, and you're waiting and listening for something.
Yeah, that's right. So
talk to me.
That's right. Yeah, so you speak to it, and it has a built-in simple grammar. So simple stuff, it will just kind of recognize it. You do need a network connection for this, so it goes off device. And it will try and recognize it and speak it back to you for that example.
What happens if it doesn't work out? Oh, handling errors.
There you go.
Excellent. So if it doesn't really understand what you're saying, there's a place to catch those, and then you can do something with that. Maybe a retry or find out what's going on there. Let's take a look at this in real life.
Do we have? We do.
Do we have a demo for this?
We do.
Because I think that, you know. You're a Missouri show me state kind of guy, and so I know you want to make it real for people.
Yeah. So we've got an app called the, this is a speech-enabled flashlight. I actually just run it once just to reckon, just so we've got the voice commands, because it does voice commands as well. Let's go and say this, right. Screen light, change the color.
Let's change the color. What color do you want?
Red.
I heard red. Is that correct?
Yes.
Heard you say yes. Got it. Red.
Oh, wow.
How good was that?
Wow.
Yeah. So the code, just to get an idea of the kind of code that you need to build that kind of interaction, this is that dialogue. We've actually got a speech synthesizer to speak out. We've actually got two speech recognizer UIs here, one that recognizes the colors and one that's set up to recognize the confirmation, the yes-no stuff. So then we add in add range of color list of the supported colors and the choices in the confirmation list. So we're building little simple speech grammars here. Mm-hmm. So the possible answers for the add range are the range of colors, which is red, blue, blue. It's programmed in here. I'm not going to show you that. And then the confirmation list one is got simple grammar consisting of yes and no. And then this is the code actually that did that that dialogue for me. First of all, what color, for example, blue or white, and then we add the grammar from list, and then we set up the second right recognizer. So that's all the setup stuff. And down here, so all this logic in here is where all that where has it gone? Get app bar button red. Yeah. So I've lost the bit of code. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Speak. What color do you want? You know, and then we got the recognize with UI async. Have we got good confidence? Did we succeed to recognize it? Have we got high confidence in what they said? Because the recognizer UI has this built-in "I didn't hear what you said" kind of stuff, and then it will speak back to you what it thought it heard. I heard whatever it thinks it recognized, which is this. Yeah. And then you display the prompt. Is that correct? This is what this is that correct thing. So I heard blue. Is that correct? And then it waits. The second recognizer then waits for that yes, no. And again, we have the did I succeed in recognizing it? Have I got high confidence in it? And was it yes? And if it was yes, you just goes ahead and changes it.
Let me ask you a quick question. Mm-hmm. Do you have to put that stuff in there? For instance, you're doing a lot of repeat backs. Did you say this? Da, 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 all that stuff. Could you kind of fly by the seat of your pants and just hope that, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
You could eliminate that and just assume what they said it heard, and then it could succeed or fail. I'm not saying that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, that's the point. You could, but then you're risking having a poor user experience. And, maybe what you're asking is kind of difficult in some way.
Certainly.
A difficult use of speech. And this is a good point where you're talking about speech interaction with an application. You need to keep it as simple as you possibly can. So you need to make it easy for people to use. And not try and be too clever with this stuff. And actually, designing a speech interaction, a dialogue between a machine and a person, you've got to make sure that the kind of things they can do are clear and unambiguous, and that some of this stuff, this is kind of illustrating to you that actually a complex interaction is kind of hard to build.
Right.
So keep it simple, and people will love your app. You know, so
it reminds me of when I was in the Navy driving the submarine, and the officer of the deck would be like, come right to course 090, and I'd always have to repeat it back.
Yeah.
Just like that. And I'd come right to 090i and stuff like that. Now, that was to ensure clear communication. We don't assume because, you know.
It's the same deal.
It's the same deal. It's critical, just like nuclear submarines. All right. That's the takeaway there. All right. It wouldn't be a session with Andy and myself if we didn't talk about profanity. if it recognizes that the word is profane, it's just not going to display it. It's not going to repeat it, and we can also have these profanity tags.
Yeah. Now, I haven't got a demo for that. You'll be pleased to know.
Yes, yes.
Try this at home, folks.
Security is coming to escort us out of the building for our latest HR violation. All right. So in review, we've got speech recognition. We've got that markup language that can help coax and tell the speech engine how to properly say things that might be a little more complex. We've certainly been able to speak things in lots of different cultures, and you know, which is really interesting. And and then we saw Andy's, we saw the fortune teller. We've been in there with the repeat backs. I think my clear takeaway, I don't know if it's about everybody else, with all the thousands of flashlight apps that are in the store, I think what you have done, Andy, and Rob, is you've opened the floodgate for a whole new generation of flashlight apps. So I'm expecting at least another 5 to 10,000 flashlight apps that are now using speech instead of just mindlessly having you have a white background or a red one.
Yeah.
I think that's the takeaway here.
Go build it.
Yeah, go build it. Yeah. All right, and we're done. Thank you. No more speaking from us.
So next we got, what have we got next?
What do we got next?
Yeah, we'll be back with 10 minutes with something.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we're into wallet and in-app purchase, I believe. Yeah, that's what we got. Yeah,
wow. There we go. All right.
All right.